This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Washington, D.C. becomes thick with global bankers, central bankers, and finance ministers this week as the Group of 20 gathers and the International Monetary Fund and World Bank meet for their annual meetings. The IMF will punctuate the week with the release of its latest world economic outlook. This is a forecast full of deflation, migration, and debt. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The discussions are expected to center around how to accelerate global growth. Brett House worked at the IMF for 9 years. He's now chief economist at AllianVest Capital. He says the IMF has been touting a three-pronged solution.
We need to complement the really accommodative monetary policy that you're seeing from central banks with more fiscal stimulus and structural changes.
Basically, spend more. Meg Lunsager was on the IMF board from 2007 to 2014. She says countries are reluctant to increase their debt burden right now, given the economic and political uncertainty. And American spending isn't going to prop up growth this time around.
The United States grew, the United States sucked in imports, and that generated growth around the world. That just isn't enough anymore.
Lunsager says she expects the IMF to provide a laundry list of recommendations this week, like more infrastructure spending and a focus on education. But major policy changes given all this uncertainty is unlikely. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.